Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson.
A Boyd County man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Kentucky is above the national average on child suicide rates.
The Rudy Fest Bluegrass Festival kicks off tonight in Rowan County.
The National Weather Service is warning eastern Kentuckians of severe weather.
In sports, a former member of the MSU baseball team is continuing his athletic career.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, and a possible thunderstorm after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. Tomorrow, showers likely, and a possible thunderstorm before 11 a.m., mostly cloudy skies with a high near 77. Tomorrow night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy skies with a low around 63. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees.
A Boyd County man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for trafficking methamphetamine. Detectives with the Fade Drug Task Force completed the investigation regarding Chad Trusty in Greenup County. It included an undercover drug purchase made by Fade officers, which resulted in a warrant for Trusty. The Fade Drug Task Force operates in Carter and Greenup counties and is compromised of officers with the Olive Hill, Russell, and Raceland Police Departments, along with the Carter County Sheriff's Office.
An Elkhorn City man is facing several charges after an altercation. Kentucky State Police were called to the residence of 27-year-old Sean Swiney yesterday after he allegedly threatened his fiancée with a gun. When police arrived, they found Swiney, who began spitting at the officers. Mountaintop Media reports Swiney refused the troopers' commands and jerked away. After a brief altercation, troops managed to handcuff Swiney and escort him to the car. Once inside the car, he began kicking at the windows. Swiney was medically cleared after complaining of knee pain and is now lodged in the Pike County Detention Center. He is charged with fourth-degree assault, menacing, third-degree assault on a police officer, public intoxication, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and harassment.
Police are investigating a murder-suicide in eastern Kentucky. On Monday morning, the bodies of 55-year-old Alice Harold and 57-year-old James Hill were found inside their home in the Shoulder Blade community in Breathitt County. The couple had reportedly been dating for 2 years and had no reports of domestic violence. Major Mike Wolf is with the Breathitt County Sheriff's Office. He tells WYMT Hill's brother found the bodies after not hearing from the couple in several days.
The autopsy will give us the official time of death, but the decomposition on the bodies, it would appear that they've been deceased for, 7 to 10 days.
Police say it appears Harold shot and killed Hale before killing herself with a different gun. Both bodies are being sent to Frankfort for autopsies.
A Floyd County mother is mourning the loss of her son after he was hit by a truck on his dirt bike in front of their home. According to WSAZ, 12-year-old Dylan Mullins was driving his bike home from a friend's house Saturday night, and when he turned left into his driveway, a truck coming from the opposite direction hit him head-on. His mother, Shauna Mullins, says she feels like she is in a bad dream.
I went running outside, and he was laying in the road. I knew, the second that I seen him there, that he was gone.
Mullins bought the dirt bike for Dylan's birthday, but believes she bought him something that cost him his life. She hopes sharing her regret will urge other parents to be more cautious and urge drivers to slow down if they see people on dirt bikes or four-wheelers. Dylan had just finished sixth grade.
A group of volunteers is trying a new strategy more than 5 months after a Madison County woman disappeared. A group called Savannah's Secret Search Team is placing tip boxes throughout Garrett County so anyone with information can drop a piece of paper inside with information. Organizers hope the plan will help authorities find 23-year-old Savannah Spurlock, who has been missing since January. Volunteer Kim Gibson spoke with WKYT. She says she is doing this not just for Spurlock, but also for others who have disappeared in recent years.
Not only her, but we have Michael Gorley, who's been missing 4 years, Linda Price, Brooklyn Farthen's coming up on 6 years been missing. And I mean, there's just no excuse for that. I mean, there are people who know.
Richmond police are asking anyone with information to give them a call at 859-624-4776.
Federal prosecutors say there's evidence Jerry Lundergan funneled corporate contributions to his daughter, Allison Lundergan Grimes, in her 2011 and 2015 races for Kentucky Secretary of State. The notice alleged Lundergan, through companies he owns, spent over $325,000 to benefit Grimes' 2011 and 2015 races. He's already facing charges for allegedly doing the same thing during Lundergan Grimes' 2014 Senate bid. Lundergan's attorney told the Herald Leader the evidence will prove his client's innocent.
That a father could be subjected to criminal charges for using his own resources that he's earned by the sweat of his own brow to help his own daughter run for public office. The evidence in this case is going to show that Jerry and Dale didn't do anything wrong. They didn't violate any laws.
Prosecutors said they need to tell jurors about the 2011 and 2015 payments to show Lundergan's intent to break the law by making corporate contributions to Grimes' campaign in 2014 without reimbursement from the campaign. Lundergan denies any wrongdoing.
State officials have randomly selected six counties to be audited for any irregularities in the May 21st primary election. Investigators will visit Bourbon, Carter, Fleming, Marion, Muhlenberg, and Scott counties to inspect election forms and interview county officials. Kentucky's Deputy Attorney General Michael Brown says the process helps pinpoint any potential wrongdoing or irregularities that might have occurred during the May 21st primary election.
The fact that we are looking at these counties does not imply that there were any irregularities. It's just a process for ensuring open and transparent elections in Kentucky.
The Office of the Attorney General by law is required to conduct post-election audits in no fewer than 5% of Kentucky's counties following each primary and general election.
The Kentucky Department of Agriculture is hosting a third series of meetings across the state this summer to link agriculture and manufacturing. The meetings will be held in conjunction with the Kentucky Association of Manufacturers. State Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles spoke with Kentucky Farm Bureau Radio. He says they've already sparked conversation and cooperation among the two major economic sectors.
A lot of talk about industrial hemp and the fiber side, and so we're starting to have conversations with car part manufacturers about replacing canaf, replacing other natural fibers with hemp. And that's just one small example of how we're connecting the manufacturing base with the agriculture base as well. And another example is our thriving bourbon industry.
Seven Linking Agriculture for Networking and Development, or LAND forums, are scheduled throughout the state this summer. A list of dates and locations is available at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture's website.
Kentucky is above the national average for children ages 11 and 12 committing suicide. The University of Kentucky is trying to get to the bottom of why. WKYT reports in the past few years there's been a spike in suicides of 11 and 12-year-olds. Kentucky alone is above the national average of 14 of 100,000 at 17 per 100,000. Dr. Abner Rayaputty is the assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Kentucky. He says the best way to know is to ask questions.
Recently, a middle schooler killed themselves. And when you hear a story like that, it's heartbreaking. I don't have an easy answer for you. There's not a simple test I could run or a sign that I could tell you to look for to say, you know what, that person's going to kill themselves or might kill themselves.
If a patient shows signs that they are concerning, they are recommended to a doctor to better fit the needs.
The 19th annual Rudy Fest Bluegrass Festival kicks off tonight in Rowan County. This is the second year the event has been held at the Poppy Mountain Campground east of Moorhead. Organizer Leroy Walker says the new location has allowed the festival to grow.
We have 515 electric hookups, camping sites that we use or can use. And then we have probably that much more room to park primitive camping. So, you know, actually, we're probably double the space of actual usable camping spots. So, you know, we have enough room probably to park close to 1,000 campers if you utilized all the land.
Walker says some spots are still available. Ticket information and artist lineup for each day is available at rudyfest.com.
Taking a look at sports this afternoon, a former member of the Moorhead State University baseball team is continuing his baseball career 3 years later. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has the story.
Patrick McGuff was drafted by the Minnesota Twins out of MSU in 2016 and ended up pitching for the club's rookie and single A-ball clubs. He was released in 2017 only to find a spot with the Independent Frontier League Evansville Otters in 2018, finishing the season with Cincinnati Reds minor league circuit. Now McGuff is trying to find his third-time charm within the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. He's a member of the team's short-season affiliate, the Missoula Ospreys. As an Eagle in 2016, McGuff fashioned a 4.93 ERA and increased his velocity into the 90s, an important factor into hearing his name called in the MLB draft. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Keneally Roberts.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University, offering a weekly summer camp program for children ages 5 through 12. Open to the community May 20th through August 2nd, an inclusive, fun, and active camp program run by certified counselors. Space is limited. More information by calling Zach Martin at 783-5284 or online at moreheadstate.edu/recreation.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose, bolstering their gains for the month of June after the Federal Reserve opened the door for looser monetary policy in the near future. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 38.46 at 26,504. The S&P 500 was up 8.71 at 2926.46. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 33.44 at 7987.32. And, of course, the Federal Reserve concluded its two-day meeting today, and the Fed kept interest rates unchanged at the meeting, which was widely expected. While not outright signaling a cut later this year, the Fed did drop the word patient from its statement and said it would act as appropriate to sustain the economy. The central bank's rate projections released alongside the statement today showed that 8 Fed members see a cut this year, which traders took as further signs that the central bank was close to cutting rates. Its median forecast, however, still reflected no cuts this year, but additional easing in 2020. And, of course, the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell held a news conference at which, after the announcement that some and Chairman Powell said in the news conference that some Fed officials believe the case for easier monetary policy had indeed strengthened. Healthcare stocks, which typically perform well after the Fed cuts rates, were the best performers today. The sector rose 1%, led by gains in Allergan and DaVita. Treasury bond yields fell following the announcement today from the Fed, pressuring bank shares. The benchmark 10-year yield traded down at 2.02%, the low for 2019. Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, and Bank of America all traded lower on the action or following this action in the bond market. Traders are pricing in easier monetary policy as soon as next month. Many traders are actually projecting that the Fed will lower interest rates at their July meeting. And also many traders are betting on rate cuts coming in September and possibly December. These expectations increased amid lingering trade worries in recent weeks, as well as weaker economic data. And, of course, China and the U.S. both hiked tariffs on billions of dollars worth of their goods recently, stoking fears that tighter trade conditions could slow down the global economy. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up $1.13 at $138.18 a share, Marathon Petroleum up 3 cents at $49.67, Community Trust Bank down 8 cents at $40.38, CSX down 35 cents at $77.39, and Anthem was up 287, finishing at $291.20. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 77. And tomorrow night, a chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 63 degrees.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.